If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. You could get in a crash, people could get hurt or killed, and you could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. So next time you plan on drinking, make sure you plan ahead. Designate a sober driver or use a ride service to get home safely. So remember, drive sober or get pulled over. The following podcast contains strong language and adult themes and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised.
I remember the first time I met you, Logan. You were fresh off of a mind wipe, empty in every way. You were laid out on a steel table, no restraints. Your eyes were open, but you couldn't focus. You were just staring blank at the ceiling. They warned me about you, told me how dangerous you were. The killer, they called you. The animal, the monster. You had already done terrible things, and you were going to do terrible things all over again. I was going to teach you. It was my job to reprogram you. But right then, you were nothing. You didn't even know your own name. You were blank. I strapped that helmet to your head for the tests. And I remember you turned towards me, still struggling to focus your eyes. I wiped the drool from your cheek. Maybe it was just a muscle spasm, but the corner of your mouth twitched upward. You smiled at me, and I knew there must be more to you than what they told me. I couldn't help but wonder what kind of person you could become on your own. I should have asked myself the same question. They didn't even need to mind wipe me. They recruited me right out of school, told me how gifted I was, how I'd do such great things, how I'd have every resource I could dream of. I spent decades working for them, applied research, coding, developing software, patents, and I never even knew their real name. Weapon X. We were the bad guys. I was one of the bad guys. Looking at you, I realized it didn't have to be that way. We could fight back.
Marvel and Stitcher present Marvel's Wolverine, The Lost Trail. Chapter 8, The Proposition.
Is it really you, Maureen?
It's me.
Yeah? How do I know this isn't just another screwed up dream
world? Logan, you'll just have to trust me. Relax. No one is inside your head. Your mind is intact. It has to be. We need you to think clearly right now.
Well, then let me out of these chains.
Wish I could. But we need to protect you from your worst impulses.
We?
Wingard and I.
Please don't do this. I came here to bring
you
back.
I don't need rescuing, Logan. You're confused. No one's forcing me to be here. I'm here because I want to be.
No, I don't believe you. I went to our apartment. You know what I found? I found a wall covered in newspaper clippings of people who had gone missing and a map that led me here to Greenhaven.
No, you're not listening.
No, Marie, you knew what was happening. You were going to track down Wingard, and you were going to stop him. I know you. I know you don't want this.
Logan, no. What I want is to stop Weapon X. That's what Wingard wants. That's what you've always wanted.
Greenhaven is not the way to make this right. The real you knows this.
Weapon X is the enemy, and Greenhaven is united against
him. You think Greenhaven's so great? Look around you. Wingard's just using you. He's playing the same game as Weapon X. He's making everybody here into a puppet, a tool. And
no, Logan!
You're still on the wrong side.
You're wrong!
And you're gonna get yourself killed.
I'm not afraid to die for
God,
what's right.
Marie! I am sorry I left you, okay?
What did you say?
I'm sorry. I left you last year. I shouldn't have left you in New Orleans. After what happened in the French Quarter, I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was saving you from Weapon X. I'm I'm sorry, Maureen, is that you? Look at me.
It's not what we're talking about.
Maureen, can you hear me? Really? Can you hear me now? I know you're in there.
I was never in love with you.
Why would you say
that? It seems like you need some hard truths if you're really going to listen. So, listen. And remember.
At Weapon X, when we brought in mutants, we studied everything about them. Their genes, their bodies, their brains. And after that, we wiped their minds. That way everyone was a clean slate for reprogramming. That was my job. Cognitive restoration.
Can we stop this, please? I am so sick of it.
Stop when I say so.
No. Let me take off this stupid helmet, at least.
Weapon X developed a helmet that recorded brainwaves. It mapped out neurogenesis, the electrochemical construction of new synaptic pathways. That's how I studied your mind.
Come on, this is torture.
You spent all of yesterday being stabbed with needles to assess your pain receptors, and this is torture?
Yeah.
Now do as I say and draw a circle.
Word games, never games. I'm done with this kindergarten shit.
There was something unique about your brain. It recovered from a mind wipe. Your mind was scarred, but you healed all the same.
Here. There you go. There's your goddamn circle.
Good. Now a square. Now a triangle.
Do I get an A, Professor?
Now draw the layout of the Makan compound outside of Islamabad.
What did you say?
You heard me.
No. Yeah. I got nothing to...
You sure?
How would I know?
Just try.
Yeah, I'm...
That's it. Keep going. You were there, Ruby.
I was there.
You committed the plans to memory. You let them take you prisoner. Do you remember now? Getting captured meant you could kill everyone there from the inside out.
I waited until they were sleeping.
It worked. You killed them all.
I killed them all, every last one. How many people?
Too many. Way too many. And it's not going to stop, Logan. They're going to keep doing this to you, training you and sending you out into the field and mind wiping you over and over and over. Unless...
Unless what? Maureen?
Are the blueprints to the facility we're in right now.
What are you saying?
We're going to work on memorizing them.
Together?
Yes, now.
So the two of us are there.
Three of us. There's someone else I've been studying. Another mutant. Another person they just want to turn into a weapon.
Wingard.
Yes. Wingard was one of Weapon X's newest recruits. Now, he's an expert at tapping into people's minds, understanding what's at their core, what they want, what they feel. So from looking at his data, I figured out how to model that behavior in software, how to code empathy.
Wonderful.
And from you, Logan, I learned the math of instinct. You're not ruled by logic. You act on feeling.
Maureen, where's all this going?
I'll give you the simple version. Instinct plus empathy equals artificial intelligence. That's what laid the groundwork for consciousness upgrades.
What do you mean?
The AI software Weapon X used in this new generation of Sentinels, yes.
Oh,
I didn't know I was building war machines. I didn't even know I was working for Weapon X at the time. I wouldn't have made that discovery without you, Logan.
So I helped you create a monster.
And now I need you to help me and Wingard kill it. The Sentinel program is set to become one of the most powerful branches of Weapon X.
Which makes your new boss, Wingard, nervous, huh? Because his little mind games don't work on Sentinels. They're the one thing standing in his way. That why you need me?
He's the brains, you're the brawn. Together, we can finally destroy Weapon X, once and for all.
He warps brains while I slash wires. That what you got in mind?
Just like when we escaped. Remember? He took care of the Weapon X staff, and you handled the robots.
three of us make a good team. We beat them once, we can beat them again.
Almost there. Through that door. We'll take a left and
go.
The helmet I've been using to monitor you, I modified it for Windguard. Instead of looking inward, it projected outward.
Your move, Windguard. Get the guard. He's right on the other side of the door. I can smell him.
Just give me a moment, please.
I adapted the helmet to magnify Windguard's power. An enhancer, a booster, using my psionic source code.
Hurry! Stop talking. I'm trying to concentrate.
When he wore the helmet, Windguard could affect more than one or two people at a time. He could affect dozens.
Logan, you okay?
Fine. There's only a few of them. Count to 20 and then follow me. Better make it three.
We made it out. All of us.
Yeah, I remember.
And then you and I, we made our way to New Orleans. Found an apartment. We were hiding, but we knew we couldn't hide forever. We knew we had to bring Weapon X down.
But in New Orleans, what about everything that happened between us?
We were there for each other, but we weren't good for each other.
So, why are you telling me all this now?
Because this is your last chance.
For what?
For redemption. Isn't that what you're here for?
Oh, I'm here for you, Marine. I'm here to get you away from
I've
him.
I ran before. I'm not running again. Weapon X is coming for us sooner or later. We all know it. It's time to take a stand. Here, in Greenhaven. We're not the enemy, Logan. Weapon X is the enemy. They take people's gifts. They take what makes them special. And they turn it into ammunition.
I know, but Windguard is...
Weapon X couldn't wait to turn Windguard into a psionic weapon. Can you imagine Weapon X with that kind of power? With the right illusion, you can make anyone do anything.
Windguard is just the same as Weapon X.
No, Windguard used his abilities to create a safe place for mutants, and we need to fight to defend that. We can't ever let Weapon X get the kind of power Windguard has gathered here. That's why we need to fight to defend Greenhaven.
Come on, just get me out of these chains.
I'd rather work with you, but we can move forward without you.
Move forward with what, Marie? What is he planning?
We're taking this fight to the next level. Greenhaven is going national.
What's that supposed to
You mean? Have to give Windguard a chance. I know you've had your differences,
no,
but...
No, listen, Marine. It doesn't matter how long you keep me chained up. It doesn't matter how many times I wake up screaming from one of his nightmares. It doesn't matter if you beat me with a hammer or put a cigarette out of my eye. It ain't gonna happen.
Okay, then. That's the way it's gonna be.
What are you doing?
You know, as I recall, there's only one thing that scares you. Water.
No.
It's one of the only ways to kill the
Please, no. Come on, Maureen.
Okay, this is your choice, not mine.
No, Maureen, don't.
This room we're in, it's watertight. And out that door is a staircase that curls upward. Yeah. Now, if I leave this sink stopped up and this faucet running, how long do you think it'll take for it to spill over?
I don't know.
To reach your feet. How long for the water to fill up this room?
Shut it off. Help me. Get me out of these chains!
You left New Orleans, you didn't say goodbye. Maybe because you hoped we'd see you again.
You wouldn't do this. Maureen, he's making you do this!
You're not gonna see me again. This is it, Logan. Our final goodbye.
Maureen, no, don't do this. Maureen?
Are you calling from a secure location?
Yes, and I need to talk to you.
Have you established the perimeter of silence?
Yes, I need to talk to you. I don't have time for protocol.
Remember your station, Agent Pierce.
Weapon X is authority.
Proceed.
I'm reporting from inside Greenhaven.
Agent Pierce, that is a direct violation of my orders.
No, but I'm close. I almost have him.
You will cease and desist and await your decommissioning. The Sentinel Army will arrive in 1 hour. They will bring your hardware back to headquarters for analysis.
I made a decision, and I accept full responsibility for my actions. But please,
to me. I am so close to completing my mission. I just need a little more time.
The Sentinel Army will arrive in 1 hour as planned. This is not your mission anymore, Agent Pierce.
I serve Weapon X, and Weapon X needs Logan. I can bring Logan back willingly.
The Sentinel Army will arrive in 1 hour.
No, no. Now listen. There are innocent people here. Humans and mutants alike, who are going to die once the army gets here. Wingard is going to use them as his soldiers, and they won't even know the difference. I can prevent that from happening without sacrificing my mission.
And how do you plan on accomplishing this?
You upgraded me so I could better anticipate irrational behavioral patterns. That's exactly what I'm doing. Logan will come with me, willingly. I promise.
I will not deviate from the plan. The Sentinel Army's directive will remain the same. You have 1 hour.
But I...
Return to headquarters with Logan as prisoner. If you fail, you will be decommissioned as scheduled, and Greenhaven will be destroyed. Do you understand?
I understand.
Signing off. Weapon X is authority.
Weapon X is...
Wolverine, The Lost Trail, will return after these messages. Fracture is a new way to print your favorite images directly on glass to create elegant, frameless wall decor. This isn't a machine stamping out print after print. It's real people assembling each piece with care. Every Fracture print goes through the same rigorous process. First, a durable piece of glass is cut and hand-prepared according to size. Ink is then sprayed directly onto the glass and instantly cured through Fracture's special UV process. Then, a bright opaque layer of white ink is applied directly beneath the color. This brings your print to life and adds depth to the overall image. Finally, a lightweight and minimal mount is fixed to the glass so that it stands slightly off the wall. Each Fracture print then goes through a final inspection. If they see any issues between the print and the source image, they'll keep working until it's right. Visit fractureme.com/Wolverine for 15% off your first Fracture order. Don't forget to pick Wolverine, The Lost Trail, in their one-question survey after checkout to tell them who sent you. That's fractureme.com/Wolverine for 15% off. The new Netflix original series, The Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance, returns to the world of Thra with an all-new adventure. Based on The Dark Crystal, Jim Henson's groundbreaking 1982 feature film, The Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance tells a new story set many years before the events of the movie through classic puppetry with cutting-edge visual effects. The world of Thra is dying. The Crystal of Truth is at the heart of Thra, a source of untold power. But it is damaged, corrupted by the evil Skeksis, and a sickness spreads across the land. When three Gelfling discover the horrifying secret behind the Skeksis' power, they set out on an epic journey to ignite the fires of rebellion and save their world. The characters in The Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance will be voiced by a star-studded cast including Mark Hamill, Simon Pegg, Taron Egerton, Andy Samberg, Kate McKinnon, Helena Bonham Carter, Natalie Dormer, Eddie Izzard, and more. Watch The Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance on August 30th, only on Netflix.
All right, Marcus. I'm gonna put those muscles of yours to work. I need you to unload this boat.
You got it.
The box is just heavy, just to warn you.
Okay, man, it's fine.
Be careful. That's precious cargo.
Where you want
them? Right across the way. The laboratory. Stack them inside the entry.
Wait, Mr. Goomer, what's in these?
Logan Thorny yards. After you finish up, you come find me. We gotta frame out that new cabin.
Thank you. Who's here?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
What are you doing here? What's that? You can't answer? Must be because your mouth and your nose are gone. Now I can bring them back. But answer me quickly this time. What are you doing here? Tell me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wingard.
Oh, well, it's you.
I remember you. I was told to stack the boxes in the entry.
You're Marcus Baptiste.
Hey, you know who I am?
Well, of course, son. Calm yourself now. Calm yourself. I suppose I should be thanking you.
Yeah, of course. I'm just really happy to help you.
Oh, not for the boxes, Marcus, for before.
I beg your pardon?
When you showed me the way to Rottville.
I showed you a way
to... Now you're here. You're helping us create Greenhaven. I'm not so arrogant, Marcus, to believe I could manage this place all on my own.
Phew.
About 1,000 ways things could have gone wrong, but it all went right. And in no small part because of your people, because of Rottville.
You stole. You kidnapped.
It's a shame you missed out on my initial invitation.
I missed out on your initial invitation.
Yes, you did.
But you... I was supposed to come.
Mm-hmm.
You invited me to come.
Mm-hmm.
It is my fault I didn't come, Mr. Wingard.
Regardless, Marcus, I'm glad you finally caught up with us here in Greenhaven.
I'm glad, too. Man, I'm just happy to be here.
You should be happy, son. I want everyone here to be happy, mutants and humans. That's important.
Sure enough. You know Mama's a mutant.
Yes, I know that, Marcus. I know.
When I was young, I just didn't understand. I wish I could be a mutant, too. I wish I could fly or breathe fire or rip trees out of the ground with my bare hands. I wanted to be special.
But now you see, Marcus, what makes you special?
Is here.
Yes.
Serving you.
Yes.
Logan. Settle down, Logan.
The chains. I couldn't. The water.
Fine. Take a breath. Look at me.
You. Are you? Is this even real?
Well, I'm real, all right.
No. No, it can't be. Not here. You're just another nightmare. None of this is real.
Does that feel real enough for you?
The faucet, turn it off.
Yeah, the water is rising fast. You want me to... Sorry, I can't quite figure out.
It's right next to you. Just turn it off already.
Fine, I'll turn it off. For now. I think it's stuck.
Come on, turn it off. We both know Weapon X doesn't want me drowned.
True. There. There, you did it. Now I need you to listen.
What was that, Roast Bucket? Sorry, I can't hear you. Let you come a little closer. And I can finish what I started in that club in the French Quarter.
As much as I'm enjoying this, watching you squirm. We don't have a lot of time.
Why? You running low on oil?
I need your help.
Help you? You want my help? Nah. Whatever you're pitching, I ain't interested. Might as well tip this chair back over and put me out of my misery.
Well, since it looks like you're in chains, no harm in hearing me out. Listen. Weapon X is on a collision course with Greenhaven. An army of Sentinels is going to arrive in an hour or so. When they reach Greenhaven, Wingard is going to use everyone here as a shield. People will die.
Well, the last time I checked, you are Weapon X, so call them off.
I can't. Weapon X doesn't even know I'm here.
What are you saying? You've gone rogue.
I'm still going to accomplish my mission. This is about saving lives. I'm just doing what's right.
Oh, what's right, huh? You know, back in New Orleans, I thought you sounded different, but it's more than your voice. You're like him now.
Marshall.
I've been upgraded, yes.
What happened to him?
His role in your escape in Alaska, he was decommissioned.
Oh, great. I could have seen that coming.
I'm not going to help you escape Weapon X like Marshall did. You're my mission, and you know it. But I will disobey my orders if it means saving innocent people. You know, Wingard will do anything to protect his little experiment.
So you're willing to go against Weapon X, risk getting decommissioned, just to save a few lives? Nah, I'm not buying it.
Well, maybe I do have a heart, after all.
My ass.
My upgrade allows me to make my own decisions. And I know this is the right one. Not just for me, but for you. I've been following you for a long time, Logan. And I've been listening carefully the past few days. You're here for redemption. If you help me save these people, you can start making up for all the hurt you've caused. I have a plan. If we work together, we'll avoid all this needless slaughter. Greenhaven is about to be a battlefront.
You act like we're fighting on the same side.
For the moment, we are.
Why does everybody want my help? None of this makes sense. Christ, I'm tired. I'm so damn tired.
You've been running a long time to just give up now.
I was running for a reason. I was running from you and to keep Maureen safe. From you. And now you're here and I'm in chains.
You think Maureen doesn't care about you? Are you really that stupid? She's under Wingard's spell, same as you. Now it's time to snap out of it.
Wait, that wasn't her.
It was her, but she wasn't herself. You know that. Listen to me. Logan, it's over. You're in chains. I've got you. You're coming back to Weapon X with me. So is Maureen. So is Wingard. But before that, if you help me, we can save the innocent lives of everyone else in Greenhaven. They can go free.
No, thanks.
But this is your chance to do good. This is your shot at redemption. I have a plan. Just listen to me.
Yeah, I might hate that son of a bitch, but I'd still side with him over you.
Well, he certainly doesn't feel the same way. He's ready to hand you over to Weapon X.
What are you talking about?
I want to show you something.
What? What am I looking at?
Weapon X surveillance footage from the entrance. The day the three of you escaped.
Let me see.
You caused over $50 million in damage. And you, Logan, were responsible for over a dozen deaths among the Weapon X staff.
Head for the one!
Can't believe we made it.
Well, we didn't all make it.
What do you mean?
Logan, what? It's a shame he got left behind.
What are you talking about?
Logan! Why isn't he moving? Why can't he hear
it's
me?
It's time to go, Marie.
You.
I'm sorry, I know you're fond of
Wingard. What did you do to him?
I just shut him down momentarily. Don't worry about him.
Wingard, stop it.
They'll take him and they'll bring him back where he belongs in an arsenal. Maureen,
Logan.
You both know there's no saving this one. He's a brute weapon.
Logan!
Just leave him, Maureen. You're so much more sophisticated than that beast. He is too simple for you, don't you see? I have a vision for us.
Come on now, this wasn't our plan.
I need you, Maureen.
Wingard, stop it. Let's go.
I need your help.
What are you talking about?
Don't you see, Maureen, don't you see how perfectly matched our gifts
are? No!
We both have these beautiful minds, and together we can start a revolution. We can change the world while you already have.
Wingard, no.
This helmet unlocks my potential, Maureen. It is a gift to me, and it is a gift to the world. Just imagine what we can do with this.
I modified the helmet to help us escape.
Maureen.
Listening. Stop. Get out of my head.
You're not listening.
I feel you pressing on me. Stop.
We start off small at first. I have an idea for where we can be. I did. Yeah, that's better.
She stopped moving. You see? Her arm was raised as if to strike him again, but see, look, right there, she froze. Maybe she thought she was suddenly trapped in ice. Oh, who knows what he made her believe.
I'm sorry, Maureen. I gave you a chance. Just think of what we could have accomplished if only you knew how to listen.
He ran off. And left you there, as still as statues, abandoned to Weapon X. But even with the helmet, his psionic signal could only reach so far, and once he entered the woods, you were free to fight again.
Logan, you okay?
I'm gonna kill that coward.
Get it. Come on.
Let's get the hell out of here.
You'd still side with Wingard over Weapon X?
Let me see. A weaselly asshole who thinks he can play God? versus a Black Ops empire responsible for God knows how many deaths. If you're making me choose, I'll take the lesser of two evils.
Logan, you've hidden an apartment in New Orleans. You've hidden a cabin in Alaska. You've hidden a shipping container from Tokyo to San Francisco. And now here you are, still in a cell. You're always in a cell. The view just keeps changing. I'm giving you the chance to step outside that cell for a moment and make a difference. Forget Weapon X for a moment and focus on me. Together, the two of us can save Greenhaven. Do you see this syringe?
What about it?
In this syringe is a serum. Weapon X developed it.
Serum?
It's a psionic inhibitor.
Psionic inhibitor?
Right. The chains are not your problem, Logan. It's Wingard. He's in your head, and you won't be able to save yourself, save anyone, until you're free from him, free from his influence. This serum will keep Wingard from getting inside your head.
Give me that serum. Get me out of these chains. Get me out of this room.
Not unless we can come to an understanding.
Okay, what do you want?
I'll give you the serum. And we can stop Wingard and the Sentinel Army together if you agree to my terms.
What terms?
I bring you, Wingard, and Maureen back with me to Weapon X. But first, you help me stop the Sentinel Army. These people don't have to die, Logan.
Look, if there were 5 or 10 or even 20 Sentinels headed our way, I could do some damage. But if you want to save the people here from an entire army, Maureen's the one you need to enlist.
You think she can shut them down?
She can try. She's your best shot.
I told you, we're running out of time, and it's going to take more than a dose of serum to convince her to work with me.
I already got that part figured out.
How?
I got a proposition for you.
I'm listening.
Promise me she goes free. Make it so Weapon X stops looking for her. You do that, and then I'll come back there with you.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can. After this is all said and done, your reporter dead.
No.
Look, you can mind wipe me, but there's no benefit to mind wiping Maureen. Her brain, all she knows, that's her gift. If Weapon X wants her back, that means they want to kill her. It doesn't have to be that way. If you're actually in the life-saving business, here's your chance to prove it.
And if I agree, then you'll come with me?
I want you to promise me that she's free and that Weapon X will never be the wiser. And then, yeah. Yeah, I'll come with you to Weapon X. I won't resist.
All right.
All right.
Deal. Let's do this.
Oh, did I mention that I get to kill Wingard, or was that in fine print?
I can't give up Maureen and Wingard.
Time's running out, remember?
He's as valuable as you are, Logan. Okay.
Well, looks like we have ourselves a deal. No need to be gentle. Jab that needle right into my... God, I was going to say shoulder.
That's for me, pain in my neck.
Now get me the hell out of these chains.
What chains?
The chains that are...
Nothing's been holding you down but yourself, Logan.
What? The chains... Where did they... Wait. There was never any water. Oh, my God. Like it's melting.
Think of it like a hangover. It'll pass.
How many of those syringes have you got left?
You don't need more than one.
But how many do you have?
A limited number.
Just give me one.
No, I'm not.
I say give me one.
Don't forget your promise, Logan.
I made more than one promise.
Marcus?
Yeah, Marcus. I promised I'd look out for him.
I never heard you promising that. I was listening.
I promised myself.
Fine. Take it.
Marvel and Stitcher present Marvel's Wolverine, The Lost Trail, starring Richard Armitage as Wolverine, directed by Brendan Baker, associate directed by Chloe Prisinos, produced by Jenny Rattle at Mast, Chloe Wilson, and Daniel Fink, written by Benjamin Percy. Blair Brown as Bonnie Roach, Bill Heck as Gambit, Rodney Henry as Marcus Baptiste, Bill Irwin as Jason Wingard, Rachel Holmes as Maureen, Cadden Jones as Master Mold, Christina Bennett Lind as Agent Pierce, Don Stevenson as Matthew Guma. Our associate producer is Stephanie Kariuki. Our production manager is Whitney Rowlett. Casting by Suzanne Scheel. Our recording engineer is Colin Alexander. Additional engineering by Andy Christens, Jared O'Connell, and Dave Seidel. Our studio manager is Ashley Warren. Production assistance from Brittany Brown. Our script supervisor for this episode is Larissa Rosen. Original composition by Deru. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Brendan Baker and Chloe Prisinos. Assistant editing and additional sound design by Paulus Van Horn. Post-production services provided by Phenomophon. Production legal by Eric Spiegelman and Michaela Gross. Executive produced by Dan Buckley, Joe Quesada, Dan Silver, and Chris Bannon. Our executive editor is Peter Clowney. Marvel's consulting producers are Harry Goh, Sarah Amos, John Cirelli, and Angelique Rocher. Special thanks to Dave Althoff, John Delore, and SAG-AFTRA. No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast. Wolverine is a production of Marvel, Phenomophon, and Stitcher. For more information, visit wolverinepodcast.com.